What makes a great movie actor great? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you thought for today. What makes a movie actor great? In the early days of movies, they were silent movies, and the actors had to articulate with their face and with their actions and with their characterization to let the people know what the actors were presenting. They could present an entire movie without a word. The music that was played in the background usually authenticated the seriousness and the drama, but it was the actors' articulation, the actors' faces, the actors' ways of presenting themselves that presented themselves in the most beautiful way. Lionel Barrymore was one of those actors, and he articulated beautifully. And when it came to the talkies, when it came to speaking on stage and on the camera, he learned to articulate his voice as well as his body. Truly, he was one of the great actors of all time. He was one of the great actors not because he was such a handsome man or such a marvelous actor, but because he had learned to transition between the silent movies, where you articulated your body, to the sound movies, where you articulated your words. And many of the early actors were actors who spoke with guttural sounds. They spoke with sounds that were not articulate, that the audience could not understand. But the audience was just delighted to have sound movies, and so they proclaimed them good and very good. But Lionel Barrymore, he proceeded to develop the skill of his act, of his profession. And he was a professional actor. And he spoke up clearly, loudly, wonderfully, so the audience understood every word. When he was preparing to give his presentation, his talk, not often, but well, he spoke clearly and articulately. The audience could understand every word. They could understand every nuance of his facial expression, of his body expression, but mostly, and not mostly, but more importantly, his voice. He spoke clearly and precisely, and he let everyone know that what he had to say at that moment, at every moment he spoke, actually, but at that moment, that what he had to say was so important that he articulated it very clearly, loudly, precisely, and in a way that everyone in the listening audience was profoundly touched by what he had to say. Oh, they had him saying a few innocuous lines, a few lines that were not terribly exciting or important. But even those lines that were sort of denigrating his character, he spoke with such dignity and such pomposity that the audience listened and heard him clearly and precisely. Another actor of that era, Shirley Temple, she spoke very clearly, very precisely, very articulately. Her mother was her teacher of acting and art, and her mother insisted that Shirley Temple always speak clearly and precisely, but be a darling girl. Like Lionel Barrymore, he played the character because he knew from the silent movies how he had to use his body to tell the story, and he carried that over into the sound movies. Shirley Temple was not necessarily a silent movie actress, but her mother had learned from the silent movie actors how important body movements were and how important articulation was. Once you have sound, use it. So Shirley Temple spoke with a clear, precise voice, with clear, precise words. You understood every word she had to say. She never mumbled. She never spoke as though she were not proud of what she had to say. She spoke as though every line she had to give, from the most inane lines to the most profane lines to the most wonderful lines, imaginable lines that you could ever imagine. But Shirley Temple became the actress of the century. She became the child star of the century. She and many other child stars grew up around her and were good too, but they didn't have her articulation. They didn't have her silent movie attitude of using her body to articulate what she had to say too. Many people listen to the movies of Shirley Temple and they think, what a lovely person, what a beautiful person, what a grand person, what a dignified person. And of course, she always played the poor little rich girl. And she played it with great dignity and great delight to the audience. But always her words came through clearly and precisely. Always she spoke with a dignity that beheld her being. It was not necessarily... many other children could have played that same role and could have played that same role without having the training that Shirley Temple had. And they would not have come across as Shirley Temple did. And many other children did play roles and did try to get parts in plays, and they were good, but they were not a Shirley Temple, because a Shirley Temple was an articulate temple. As you listen to all of her movies, short new movies as they were, but as you listen to all of the movies, you will find that in every movie she was articulate. In every movie, when she played the little girl who was unhappy, you knew she was unhappy. She was used her body, she used her mind, she used her thoughts, she used her words. When she was happy, oh, you just radiated that happiness and everyone bubbled with that happiness. When she was being misused, everyone felt a great compassion for her. Not because of the character that she played, but how she played the character she was. Shirley Temple will go down into the history of all movie stars as one of the greats. She did not continue that as she grew up, because she did not continue to have her mother at her side guiding her as she was an adult star, because by that time she was on her own and she knew it. She knew it all by herself. But she did forget that what made her a star was her articulation. She did forget that what made her a star was her ability to use her body, like Lionel Barrymore used his body because of his work in the silent movies. Shirley Temple was not slow to learn. Obviously, she was both a child star and a child genius, but she did not carry it on into maturity. Lionel Barrymore carried on his genius from the silent movies to the sound movies. A magical man. Anytime you have the chance to hear him, you will hear a master of the art. And listen to him closely and recognize what he is doing. And think to yourself, can I do that myself? Can I go through my life and be a Lionel Barrymore? Can I articulate my thoughts, words, deeds with my body, as well as with my language, my mouth? Can I speak my words so clearly, precisely, and wonderfully, everyone who listens to me thinks I have something to say? When people speak so silently that you can hardly hear them, you feel most of the time they have nothing to say. They have nothing that needs to be heard. And how interesting that is. They have nothing that needs to be heard, and they're speaking. We all do that from time to time. We have nothing that needs to be heard, and we're speaking. Anytime we speak, let us speak with an articulate voice. Let us speak with a voice that is represented in our body. Every body emotion we have, we articulate our body so precisely, so like Lionel Barrymore did in the silent movies, like the silent movie actors had to do to put across the story that they were putting across without words. What magical people they are and were. What magical people we can be if we learn from what the greats have done, how well the greats have presented themselves. how well the Shakespearean actors, who had to speak across great audiences and be heard everywhere without a microphone. And yet they spoke lines clearly and precisely. Even their soda voices, their offstage voices, were so strong and so pure and so wonderful. They could be heard by the entire audience. And the audience, you could hear a pin drop when actors were performing at their best. Not because what they had to say was so wonderful or what the story was so wonderful, but because they were so wonderful. The great actors were great not because of the story they had, as you often say of a workman. A workman is only as good as his tools, and his tools is his inner genius. For a workman that is a genius can use very poor tools and put out a very masterful project. But a worker that has masterful tools and wonderful tools, if he is not good, if he is not a genius, the product that he produces will be mediocre at best. Every day of my life, I choose to speak articulately. Every day of my life, I choose to speak so I can be heard. I choose to allow my body to represent what I am saying, what I am thinking, what I am doing. I choose to set the course of my life on the basis of unconditional love. I choose to set the direction of my world on unconditional love. And my body represents that. My words represent that. My thoughts represent that. My articulation demonstrates that. And indeed, we all can do that. We all can be a Shirley Temple if we want to remember our body, our voice, articulate together to express what we mean. And where we might hide it with our voice, our body shows it. Or where we might show it with our body, our voice demonstrates who and what we are, how articulate we are about what we believe. This day I set as my program articulation and body utilization to express exactly who and what I am all the time. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.